Yeah. What's happening? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio, man. We really appreciate you guys rocking with us. Hold on, let me get my background music crunk up over here. You dig? What's going on, man? You know, we do what we do around this time right here, we're doing a direct line artist interview. And what we do when we do this is we show some love to artists, not always artists, but most of the time artists and individuals, music industry professionals, other people. And we have a one-on-one discussion with them, and it's called the Direct Line Interview Series. And a lot of times we do these, they're promotional things that we do for people. They are, sometimes we do them as prizes. You know, we sponsor different events. We go out and we say, look, we get you guys, bring you guys live on interview on K100 Radio. If you guys, you know, win this particular contest or showcase or something like that, it's what we do. It's kind of one of the things we do over here at K100 Radio to help the independent artists, you know, get some exposure, which is one of our goals here at K100 Radio. So, again, we appreciate you guys tuning in. But this particular one, it's a little bit different. Let me pause. First of all, the music industry is a tough place. It's a tough competition. No one really gives you anything. You have to pretty much work for it. I know it's a misconception that artists are lazy or artists don't really want it. You could be the hungriest, most grindingest person ever in life, and it won't even matter. Because at the end of the day, you have to have a right amount of, I guess you could say, luck, you know, and moxie about yourself. So I'm getting ready to bring on an artist who's here right now that's going to get an interview with you because of their grind and their hunger. You see, I want to welcome the homie Blue Note to the show. Blue Note, what's going on, homie?
Whoa, nah, what's happening?
What's going on now? Louis in the building. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about where you're from and where you're representing in a minute. But let me tell everybody how you got here, because I think it's a real important story about how you got here. See, shouts out to the homie DJ Corrupt. DJ Corrupt, what up, homie? Shots fire. Catch DJ Corrupt live on K100 Radio every Saturday at 9 o'clock p.m. All right, no matter of fact, Friday, my bad, Friday. Fridays at 9 o'clock p.m. live for the Mixtape Heroes Mix Show. All right, so Corrupt had an event that he did here in Atlanta. And, of course, resident DJ, we're going to go out and support it. And a lot of times when I go out to networking events, I'm there and I'm chilling. I'm shaking hands, you know, I'm sipping a little drink. I'm cooling. But at music industry events, I'm there to network. I'm not there to look cool. I'll take a couple pictures and put them on Instagram, of course. Yeah, you know. Follow us on IG at K100_radio. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I'm there to find new connections, find new music, meet new artists. That's why I'm there. So last time DJ Corrupt had an event, the Exposure event over at GME Lounge, I was there, and people were walking around. We were networking. We were talking. And the night comes up, and you know how rappers do. You know how rappers do. If you've never been to a open mic or a showcase or anything like that, a lot of rappers come, and when they perform, they leave. They're done. And so the crowd always thins out towards the end of the night and everything. And it's always like, you know, it's status quo. I'm not picking out anybody or any event. Every event is like that. But at the end of this event, you still had people that was there, that was turnt, that was all the situation, that was still there supporting the rest of the artists that weren't there. And one particular person was just live. And one particular person was just, hey, happy to be there, still walking around networking, jumped up on the stage like, yo, I'm here, man. I'm trying to meet people. I'm trying to work. And you about to talk to him right now. Blue Note, what's up, homie?
Whoa, now, what's happening with you, bro?
I had to tell him how you got here because normally it's a process to get interviewed on K100 Radio, but I pretty much invited you to come on and interview on K100 Radio today just because you was ready to work. You was hungry. You was passionate. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to listen to some of your music, but we want to hear your story. I want the people to hear your story because obviously you out here on the grind, and obviously, you know, you want this thing, and you're working hard for it. So introduce yourself to the people and tell them where you're from.
Yeah, well, you already know, man. It's Blue Note, right here, homie. Lake Charles, Louisiana, representing, you know, down in the boot state. But now I'm out here in Atlanta, man, doing this music thing. I've been going hard for at least 10 years out here, going strong. Just networking, man, and get my music out there, bro. Everything looking good for you, boy, right now, too.
So you've been in Atlanta 10 years. So, well, 10 years. Did you come here because of Katrina, or did you just relocate here? for music?
No, I can't come because of Katrina, man. You know, my whole family was out there, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a lot of tragic things happened to my family out there, but everything all good right now, man. That was the past. We looking for the future.
That's what's up, man. I know in Atlanta, it was a. If you live in Atlanta, if you know it about it, you know, after that terrible storm, you know, there's a lot of people that relocated here. And, you know, I have a lot of people that I deal with now that came, you know, after the storm, and they kind of just, you know, changed their life and started their life over here. So it's a lot of people from the Atlanta area. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know anything about that, then you just don't know. You know what I'm saying? But if you live in this, then you understand how many people actually came and, you know, really, really just started their life over here in Atlanta, you know. And speaking of that, speaking of Louisiana and everything, when you relocate and you come from another city, it's kind of hard to keep your identity. It's kind of not saying that you have to change, but you kind of have to adapt to your surroundings so you can kind of work in your environment that you are. It's called adapting to your environment. So how is it different here, the music scene here, than it is in Louisiana? Because actually, Louisiana and Lake Charles, well, not necessarily Lake Charles, but, you know, y'all, Louisiana, New Orleans and all that stuff, they did have a grind. They had a music scene, you know, starting way back from the 90s with Cash Money and No Limit and everything. So it's not like it's one of those states where there's no music scene and no city that's popping. You know, Louisiana already had a lot of artists that was owning the game. But how is it different coming from that particular local scene to this local scene?
Well, actually, man, out there in Louisiana, man, you know, it's a little tougher to get out there in the music. Yeah, they had your Cash Money, you had your No Limit, you know, you had your few other little independent labels, man, but, you know, most of them was all about self. You know what I'm saying? There ain't really too many showcases we can go to and, you know, show our talent like they do in Atlanta out here. So that's why I was able to come here, man. My cousin hit me up, man, you know, told me to come out here, man, you know, do my thing here. So I came here and started networking, man, and everything was good from there. But, you know, in Louisiana, I got love for the boot, man, you know, the way I'm from. But I ain't taking nothing from it. But for the music tip, man, you know, there's a lot of selfish people out there. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see you shine. They just want to shine themselves. Not to talk down on my city, but that's just how it is.
I will say this. And I can tell you, since I met you at an event, and you were out here, and you were going hard. You was passing out the CDs, and you was, like, all over the place. Like, yeah, man. And I was like, yo, homie got some crazy energy. I'm inviting him on the show just because he's still here at the end of the night going hard, like the place is still packed wall to wall. You know what I'm saying? So I said, let me holler this dude, man, and see what's going on with his music and his career, you know. And it was me and Kelby from Making a Magazine. We both saw it immediately, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have him on the show. So be that as it may, you said that I would say that what you're saying is true to a certain extent. There are selfish people here, but one thing that you said really stands out about Atlanta, and that's the number of venues and opportunities for artists. That's why people move here. I myself, I'm a transplant. I'm not born and raised in Atlanta. I'm a transplant. I came from Florida, and I came here well over 10 years ago, and I relocated here because of the popping music scene back. You know, for me, my inspiration was Outkast and all those guys back in the 90s, you know, LaFace and all those, just seeing that whole movement and everything come from this city. And I wasn't that far from him. My hometown is only 4 hours away. So I was like, man, I got to go there. So that seems like that's where all the people are at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand totally what you're saying. And I understand totally what you're saying when you say you get here and it's just not like anywhere. It's the opportunities. But I think there's selfish people here, too. I don't know, Bruno. It's a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah. No. That's everywhere. Don't get me wrong now. That's everywhere. But really what I was saying, it was more of an opportunity for me out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Than out there. Because a lot of times I have to go out the city, you know, out the state, you know, to go perform somewhere else because there's not too many things I can do out there. You know what I'm saying? That's in front of major people. So
right. So the sound, the New Orleans sound. New Orleans has I can hear it in your voice, okay? You can tell what's actually from the area. You know, every parts of the country, even though it's America, parts of this country have real distinct accents. You know what I'm saying? And everybody from Louisiana always have a distinct accent. Some of them is real super heavy. You can't hardly understand what the hell they're saying sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
But a lot of you guys, like you, I can still hear the twang in your voice, and you've been here 10 years. That New Orleans scene, that New Orleans authenticity, do you try to hold on to it even though you've been gone for a while in your music? Because we're getting ready to play some songs by you, and we're going to let people hear what you got, what you're working with musically. We got two songs. We got a song called Feeling Good, a song called Awesome, and we're going to play both of those records in the, you know what I'm saying, and let people get familiar with your music. But
okay.
your did you adapt a little? You've been here 10 years, you know what I'm saying? You got a little bit of Atlanta swag, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, what did you adopt?
Well, actually, man, I'm from Lake Charles, man. I ain't from New Orleans, you know. That's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from New Orleans. I got to run my city, man.
Let me
you know what I'm saying? It's LC, Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, but y'all, all y'all in the area. Oh, I don't care if it's Lake Charles. I know you talk. I know it's not New Orleans, but that whole area, y'all all sound way different.
Yeah, you know Louisiana is Louisiana, you know.
Exactly.
But you know, I just got to rep for my city, man. You know what I'm saying? But well, yeah, man. You know my sound, bro. You know I can't. That's home, man. I can't get that out of me. It don't matter where I go or how long I've been now. You know what I'm saying? That's just in me. But I had to transition a little bit with the music because my music, I came to Atlanta, everything was crunk, man, at that time. Everything was crunk. And I wasn't on no crunk things like that, man. You know, mine was straight laid-back riding music. But I had to adapt, you know, when I do the shows, people was telling me that they fuck with my music and everything, man. But, you know, you got to get something live, get something where everybody, you know, can jump to because it's Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You don't be out here, you got to adapt. So that's basically what I did, man. I just took my swag and just put it on one of them Atlanta beats and just rock it.
Now, speaking of that, I want to go ahead and let me mention this right here. And this is where the conversation always changes, especially when I'm talking to artists and they're representing, you know, the South and everything. There's an ongoing back and forth debate about what you just said, about how people you said you wanted to jump on a quote-unquote Atlanta beat. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you've got East Coast sound or West Coast or whatever. So this is something all independent artists, no matter who, right? What do you think about the fact that the number one gripe about hip-hop right now from even hip-hop people, now this ain't just people that don't listen to hip-hop, this is hip-hop people themselves said that everybody's kind of sort of rapping on the same track and everybody kind of trying to adapt like the same rap style here in hip-hop, and that's why hip-hop can't make no money because it's all sounding the same, everybody rapping on the same kind of beats. I think that's why a lot of new artists that come out, like maybe your Kendrick Lamar's and stuff, who decided to approach it with a different kind of production and everything, I feel like they're winning because people just feel like they don't want to buy the same old, same old. They'll dance to it in the club, but they won't buy it. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Right. Well, actually, man, you know, I feel that you got to adapt to wherever you at, man, but still stay true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? But I think, man, actually, bro, the music scene on that note, bro, there's a lot of people that is doing that. That is, you know, just jumping on, let's say, Atlanta. Everybody's jumping on the same kind of Atlanta beat, listen to radio. A lot of new brothers coming out. Sound like the same song I just heard. You know what I'm saying? But actually, I'm still different, even though I got on. When I say Atlanta, I mean just hype. I don't mean just the same kind of beat that everybody else jumping on. You know what I'm saying? Mine is different, as y'all about to see. You know what I'm saying? But I think it is like that, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? It is cool to be different, though, always. But the scene right now, it is like that.
So I'm just going to say it is like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people try to be like, nah, they're in denial. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are in denial. And I'm like, no, bro. The reason why hip-hop is falling off because for a decade, the only one style of music was pushed heavy. You had a lot of other styles out here. The whole reason that K100 Radio can exist as an alternative radio source is because people literally listen because they don't want to hear FM because they're sick of FM in the club playing the same kind of music. So they come to places like that's why we can get numbers because we play everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole reason why I program the station the way I do as program director is to play everything because there are millions of people out here literally looking for somewhere that plays everything and not just one thing.
Right.
Even though we play a lot of the club music and everything, there's you can't X that out. You have to just make it more balanced. It's out of balance. So let me ask you this, right? Would you say as an artist, you know, you're dropping? Well, first of all, let me ask you this: do you have a mixtape or a whole project coming? And then I'll ask you the next question.
Do I have one coming?
Yeah, you have one finished. You have one coming. Tell the people about it.
Yeah, I got two of them out right now. Gee, I got Call It What You Want. It's Gutter Volume 2, hosted by DJ Corrupt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's on live mixtape, That Piff, and all that right now. And I got my another mixtape out right now called Street Stories. That's where the single Awesome come from. You know, you can download that on iTunes, Spotify, whatever.
Okay. So, you said iTunes and Spotify. So you got you have a project out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and
sir.
You have a mixtape out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the question I want to ask you. As an artist, which one of those there's a shift coming, and I'm asking this to anybody and everybody that I talk to for the next maybe forever. All right, there's a shift coming in the industry. In the giving away of free music has fucked up hip hop. Period. Point blank. There is no argument about that. People like to say, man, went up for mixtapes. Blah blah. Listen, tell you something. Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan of the culture of mixtapes. But what mixtapes did to hip hop was fucking break it. You know what I'm saying? It made it devalued the worth of a song because everybody, even million rappers with record deals, were forced to do mixtapes. Because they had to compete with everybody else dropping mixtapes that wasn't signed. You feel me? And it giving
right.
Once you give somebody something free, they're going to expect it free all the time. They're not going to want to pay for it. They're going to think it's always free. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Especially black folks, which are the major demographic of hip-hop. So let me ask you this, and we'll get into the music in a minute.
Okay.
Should you stop giving away your music as a hip-hop artist? Should you stop fucking with mixtapes? What you think?
Yeah.
You said that fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to drop singles or straight real albums that I'm selling, man. You can go online and get it, man. You know, I got to build myself. That's what I'm worth, man. I can't settle for less.
You said that really fast. Like, most artists be like, well, you know, man, mixtapes, man, is why I'm hot, homie. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists will sit here. I've had literal arguments with artists on K100 Radio about should they be dropping 5 and 6 fucking mixtapes for free on that pill.
Yeah, with like 30 songs on it.
Right, right. And they're like, that's the only way to get hot. If you don't get it, I got tons and tons of songs a day. It doesn't matter how many songs you got, bro. It's the fact that you just sitting here recording and recording and recording and spending time making.
Right.
Don't give me. Some music should be free because it's fucking whack.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Nobody should pay you for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If some of the artists ready, you should be mixtape debt piff artists because you ain't ready to make music good enough for someone to pay for. You know, you don't even have to record it properly to make it sound sonically right. But I'm surprised that you answered that quickly because most artists feel like, man, the mixtape game is what's popping and you got to do it because they don't have the money to actually put a whole real album together in the first place. Or the desire.
Right.
They want the quick fix. But I'm glad you answered that with a quick, resounding yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's get into the music. You dig?
Let's do it.
K100 Radio. Follow me on Twitter at K100_Radio. Follow Blue Note on Twitter at Blue337. That's at BLU, no E, BLU337. Hit him up on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Follow him, hit him up, holler at him. All right. We're going to get ready to the first. We're going to go into the first song. I'll let you pick it, Blue Note. Which one you want to go with first? Feelings or Awesome? Feeling Good or Awesome? Which
man,
one?
Let's go with Feeling Good, man. We're going to show you one side, and we're going to flip it over and turn you up, man. Let's go with Feeling Good first.
All right. Feeling Good. Tell me about it. Who produced it? What's the mood of the song? What can we expect to hear right here? What were you thinking when you pinned this joint?
Man, this right here, man, kind of the old Blue Note, man. You know, when I first came out here, man. It's called Feeling Good, produced by Tango, you know what I'm saying? Just check it out. Got a Texas, Louisiana vibe to it.
Texas, you know, that's another thing about you guys in Louisiana, right? Especially Lake Charles. Y'all be having that y'all have that Texas influence in y'all music a lot, too. I noticed that because y'all right there, you know, not too far from those guys. And Texas really influences the sound of the area, too. I noticed that. So,
right.
Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and drop this first joint right here. This is Feeling Good by Blue Note. Make sure you check him out, man. If you like the music, hit him up. 347-934-0966. You can hit the phone line and holler if you want to, if you want to holler at him. If you're enjoying the show, you just sitting back listening. We'll be exposing you to some new music right here. Hope you like it. Let's go. K100 Radio. World premiere.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
And I'm feeling good.
Man, yeah, hold up, huh? You already know it's Blue Note right, your homie, huh? Yeah, niggas used to be feeling bad before, man. Now it's a new year, new money, you know what I'm talking about? Feeling real good. Tango on the track, what's up, homie? Louisiana, ATL, Texas, what it do? Yeah, man,
and I'm feeling good. Daggone off the slow-mo, popping out that candy, whipping, tipping, that's the dodo. Tone off the dodo, and get this is the toto. On my side, that's the coco, and I'm leaning and not the popo. Man, I'm feeling good. Daggone off the slow-mo, popping out that candy, whipping, tipping, that's the dodo. Tone off the dodo, and get this is the no-no. On my side, that's the coco, and I'm leaning and not the popo. Man, I'm feeling good off that slow-mo, run dodo. Popping out that dodo, can it do? And I'm riding around with the strap. All the gangs giving me that. But keep up panting. We mad in about a club about it. And I keep alive and I'm getting that. Cut full of y'all shit. I'm on the island in St. John. About to hit the yacht and go get it. And that's all shit. I've been there. Top down, yeah, been there. I ride around with that 45. They do try to official. And I'm feeling good. Tag on off the slow-mo. Topping out that candy. Ripping, tipping. And dodo. Tone off the dodo. And it's just a no-no. On my side, that big popo. And I'm leaning and I'm
sound. I can hear that New Orleans up in there, homie, but I can also hear the A-Town. I understand exactly what you meant, but that's not the one Blue Note. That Welcome Back, Blue Note. That's not the one that's turnt. That's not the turnt one.
No.
Shit, how you going to got them turnt back? I'm like, wait a minute. Turnt one.
Nah, that ain't the turnt one. When you hear Awesome, you're going to be like, okay.
So you got another notch. You got another extra notch.
Yeah, it ain't turned. They wasn't turned all the way, yo. It might have been halfway, but this one turned up.
Because that sounded like up. But okay, we're going to find out in a minute about Awesome. You know what I'm saying? But I like that one right there. That one was dope. And I like that one has the sound that one had. I like that one because it just had that thing that it. I'm trying to think of the exact artist I want to put in the mind frame of that's from that locale. But it does have that, of course, you with your voice. You can't escape the accent, but still, I like the choice of the track, and I like how you went about it. So, me personally, I really like that one. Kudos on Feeling Good. I like that one. I think I'm going to rock with that one. Depends on what happened right here with Awesome. I don't know.
All right, let me know.
I'm picking one of these joints for rotation. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm trying to figure out which one, you know, is going to go down. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialing to the show. If you want to holler at Blue Note, if you want to holler at K100 Radio real quick while we're doing this, direct line. Live artist interview with Louisiana own Blue Note, Lake Charles to be exact. I was talking about New Orleans, but to be exact, Lake Charles. I know a couple people from Lake Charles, man. Actually, you know what I mean?
I don't know too many people know anybody from Lake Charles, bro.
Got it. Another one of my homeboys. He rapped from Lake Charles. His name is Raspy Rawls. He got a real deep real deep, kind of crazy sounding voice. But he's from Lake Charles.
Okay.
Real hard. He's an artist. And a couple other people that I know, two producers that I know from out of the area. You know what I mean? They still live there, but we talk a lot online and stuff. But anyway,
okay.
I'm getting outside of the scope and everything. So before, if you just came in and you just tuned in, before we went to the song, we dropped that Feeling Good by Blue Note. We were candidly discussing the state of hip hop and talking about exactly why artists should stop giving away their music for free. Now let me ask you this as an artist, right? Do you feel what you say your music? If you live in Atlanta, right, and you said you adopted, you wanted to adopt the sound. Well, I can personally tell you that the one thing about the sound of Atlanta is they really believe in. This is the ultimate keeping up with the Joneses city. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to stunt. Everybody want to Everybody want to, look like they rich and they not necessarily rich. You know what I'm saying?
You know, right.
Black folks do that by just everywhere. But when you're living in a city where it really is a lot of millionaire black people living here, so when you go out to the club, people, even not even millionaires, but people that just living good, you go out to the club, everybody got a section in the VIP and driving up doing valet and all that. And you feel like you got to play the part to live in Atlanta, too. You don't want to look like, you ain't even got to be broke, but, Atlanta make you feel like you broke and you ain't even broke. You know what I'm saying? You just ain't rich.
Right.
That's a major downfall of the city being is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But be that as it may, I bring that full circle to ask you this one last question, and then we'll play the last song, and we'll get ready to wrap this thing up. But how do you feel about authenticity in lyrics? There are a lot of people who feel like, look, you say whatever is dope, you say whatever is catchy, no matter what it is, whether it be you flipping a ton of bricks, or you got the biggest rims, and you know what I'm saying, your ice is fucking whatever, and you're driving, and you're fucking foreign bitches, and all this other great shit that sounds cool because you're a rapper that you're necessarily not doing, but it's okay, you get a pass because it sounds great over that particular beat. What do you feel about
right.
that? If you feel like everything you say in your songs, you have to literally live word for word, or you fake, exaggerate a little bit, and be braggadocious, even though you may not necessarily be doing it. You may want to be there. Some people tell me, when I hear those songs and rappers come up to me talking about some, yo, I got the trap popping and blah, blah, blah. But then you come up to me and you hand me a CD and it's written on it with Sharpie. And I'm like, bro, you just said you give your CD written in Sharpie. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Showcase, you see that. Me personally, as a person who has a platform, I get the brunt of it. We people who have radio stations and magazines or whatever it is that we do, we always get this kind of shit all the time. What do you feel about that as an artist? You feel like, hey, man, this is just a song. We just trying to get on. Or do you feel like, man, that shit flawless here. You talking about, you balling and all this and you can't even afford damn studio time. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know what, man? Yeah, I think real niggas can recognize real niggas, man, when they rap. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people out here, a lot of boys, man. They talk about a lot of things that they do that they really don't be doing, which I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? But how I do my music, man, yeah, I speak of how I live it, man, but not everything that I say be actual facts, but it be facts, though, because I didn't see somebody else live that and go through that, somebody that's close to me. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't me, I didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? So what I say, somebody else that been through it can feel that, because I'm going to speak it with passion. That's why I think you can tell when somebody really been through it, because you can hear it in them. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely hear it in them. It ain't got nothing to do with the beat. You can just hear the brother talking, you know what I'm saying, and actually feel it. That's my conception of it, man. That's how I feel.
All right. I just wanted to know what you thought about it, you know what I'm saying, because, don't get me wrong, I love the indies, and I rock with the indies heavy, you know what I'm saying? And I never have been, no matter, I don't care if we got a million people listening to K1's radio, we still going to play a whole bunch of independent music. That's just the way we
are.
Yeah. But the indies, they be killing me, man. You know what I'm saying? They do some of the and say some of the most outlandish shit, and it's like you be in the club and everybody talking about, you got 20 dudes with you. You already was getting into it with the promoter at the door because couldn't none of y'all pay to get in. But you come in and every one of your songs is talking about how much money you getting. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's like disheartening because I feel like independence is the most genuine because they got the least amount of pressure. They ain't got shit to prove. They out here. You ain't a star. You know what I'm saying? But I think the pressure for independent artists in this city, particularly, to look like you're a star before you even sold one fucking record is enormous. It's enormous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the downfall of trying to come up in a city where you can just lie about who you are because you ain't from here and you don't live on this side of town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think it puts pressure on independent artists to come out and stunt like they got it when they don't. But that's the nature of the city. It's the nature of black people.
Yeah, that's all I can say, man. You speak it, you say it, man. Just be ready to back it up. You heard me?
Yeah, that's true. So do not come up to K100 Radio or Blizzom. And I just got off the stage and everything. Your song's talking about how much money you getting, and then give me your CD written on Sharpie in a damn sandwich bag. Yeah, we serve like a trap. That's how we getting it down. Yeah, this is like a sack. No, nigga, you ain't got no money. You just couldn't get that shit pressed. Fuck, I look like. Okay, I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna let that go. Awesome. Tell us about this joint.
This is awesome, man. You know, this is a single to my album out right now, man. Street Stories. You can get it on iTunes, man. Spotify, Amazon.com, man. Just Google Blue Note, man. BLUNOTE337, man. You can find all my videos and everything. But just that awesome, man. Turned all the way up, man. Everybody fucking with it, man. From the small to the big boys, man. Check it out.
For sure. So we're live right here on K1's Radio. This is Blue Note. Joint called Awesome. I like the feeling good joint. Let's see what he's working right here. This is awesome. K1's Radio. Keep it locked.
Are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
My neck piece is awesome. Got big rims, it's awesome. My suit gang, my whip gang, boy, everything is awesome. My neck piece is awesome. Got big rims, it's awesome. My suit gang, my whip gang, boy, everything I touch, man, is Awesome.
That one was kind of dope too, Blue Note. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You made it. You're making it hard for me, homie. You're making it hard for me. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the two right there, man.
So, okay. I can tell you that. I don't know. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know what's going on, Ryan. I like Austin too. I like Austin and I like Feeling Good.
Right.
I was gonna pick Live. I want to go with Feeling Good. Not because I don't like Awesome, but because Feeling Good is the one that sounds a little bit more different from other stuff that we already playing. You know what I mean?
Right. So, okay.
I think I'm going to go ahead and add Feeling Good to the rotation to show you that love. You feel me? Again,
that's the business.
Yeah, you got some good music. And let me tell you guys again, let me reiterate everybody that's listening. This dude is on the phone right now, and he's live on K100 Radio. Because he was humble enough to be like, yo, man, I'm trying to work. He got on the stage. He was like, man, shit, I'm out here, man. I'm trying to show love. He was still turned up at the end of the night at a venue when everybody had performed and it was going down. And it was like, everybody, you know, and it was, but he was still the loudest person in the building. And I just felt the energy. And I was like, man, you know, hit me up, man. I'm going to give you an interview just because you still in here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these artists are acting like this shit is over. And it's not. You know what I'm saying? And I just respected that about him, about the grind. And so now, look. He's going to get some real radio spins and get exposed to a lot of people because of that. But I think I'm going to go with Feeling Good, Blue Note. I'm feeling like...
That's the business, man.
I might change my mind. If I change my mind, you'll know. When you see it tweeted, just damn it, retweet it. Whatever the hell playing.
I got you.
Whatever the hell we playing, goddamn it, just retweet it. Let everybody know. Anything you want to know, anything you want to say, you want the people to know before we get ready to wrap this thing up with you.
All right, man, everything good. I just want to tell you, man, appreciate the opportunity, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just to be on here, man, to speak my mind, let people know who I am, where I come from. You heard me?
Absolutely, man. Lake Charles is in the building. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to the homie Blue Note, man. Two great songs, Feeling Good and Awesome. I like both of those records, and we're going to rock with them. You feel me? All right, everybody, stand by real quick. I got somebody else I want y'all to holler at. You know what I'm saying? I got my homegirl Kim for Warning LLC. You can hang around and listen to it if you want to, Blue Note. You ain't got to hang up. You know what I'm saying? You can just chill and kick back if you want to. Or either go and download the app. You already got the app downloaded, don't you? I know.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of phone you got?
Android.
Well,
yeah.
Whatever phone you got, you're listening to K1's radio. If you're listening to it at somebody's house or you're listening on the computer, remember, we are mobile. You can listen to K1's radio in your car. Why? How do I know? Because I listen to K1's radio on my car all the time. If you got an Android phone, a tablet, or whatever, download the free app. Again, free. Free app for Android, free app for iPhones, whatever. Download the app and then play it over your phone. You can download the TuneIn app and look for us on TuneIn. And then if you got a little cord that plugs into your car for your phone, plug it in, boom, you got K1's radio in your car. If you got the Bluetooth that connects to your car, click it on. Boom, you got K1's radio in your car. We are mobile. The internet radio is real. We are the future. We are taking over. You dig? Make no mistake about it. By the way, did you hear they're building all the brand new Chevrolets and Fords with 4G LTE Wi-Fi in the cars? You know what that means. It's just a matter of time. We're going to take this shit over as soon as we get in the dashboard. But anyway, right now, tune in. Plug us up. Download the free apps. Just Google K-100 Radio. Or put that into your search inside your App Store or your Google Play, and you can get to us ASAP. All right, again, shout out to Blue Note. We getting ready to log off with him, you dig? All right, so next up, we got somebody I want to holler at. I'm going to play one song, and I'm going to bring my homegirl Kim back. We're running a little bit behind schedule. But my homegirl Kim from One LLC, she's going to line. She's going to holler at us in a minute. She's going to check in with us in about a couple of minutes right here. I'm going to go to a song real quick and set up for that interview. and then we're going to come right back. Again, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Chainless Entertainment. That's all one word. Hit us up. All right, hit us up, man. Go to the website. Please subscribe to our email list. Make sure you do that. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram. All right, let me drop this joint. What I want to play real quick before we bring Kim on. Oh, you know what? I ain't going to play that because it's too long. I play that after. That new T-Pain, that Storyville, that shit is so hard, but it's too long. But I play this one joint that I really, really, really like right now, the new Ludacris with Miguel. It's like one of my favorite joints. I'm going to drop that real quick, and we're going to come right back with Kim for One and LLC. Stand by. Don't go anywhere. This is K1's Radio, the best hip-hop internet radio station in the world.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I'm a couple together to the song, Kim. Hello.
Well, I'm troubled by the things that I see.
And then lost and never loved at all. If that was true, I wouldn't be drinking this alcohol. Every relationship failed or take a toll on you, especially when you had hopes and area codes on it. Is it easier to erase my memories at a point where most of my past women became my enemies? Some on the fence, some befriended me, but when we see each other, it's gonna be some weird energy. I'm sorry that we couldn't make it work. Believe in your heart, I never intended to make it hurt. Now they see me on the blog with my new girl. Friends talking about that's supposed to be you, girl.
I need some real good loving. Cause I'm troubled by the things that I see.
Got an empty hole in my chest. How do I feel it? Somebody give up a thrift in. I guess I gotta learn to live with regret. Pay for mistakes and your exes take a commission. But what's the percent off the top when you hit the bottom? After you break up, wondering how to live without it. Solution. Less problems, cause if love will drive you crazy, I belong in the insane asylum. Hear the rain, feel the pain inside. Kinda lost, need someone to guide me. Nothing worse than feeling alone, but I'll admit to feeling better when I'm hearing this song. It goes.
I need some real good loving. Cause I'm troubled by the things that I see.
Yes. We're back. That Luda joint is so dope, man. The Luda Miguel. That joint is hard. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's not. I try not to play a lot, way too much industry music, even though we have a high content of it in rotation from industry, quote-unquote industry artists. We do try to balance it out and play the stuff that you don't hear on the radio, but that joint just, go hard. But without further ado, let me stop and pause. You dig? I got my homegirl Kim from One LLC on the line. Kim, what's up, babe?
Hey, what's going on, Rhythm?
What's going on, man? Welcome. I ain't talked to you in a long time. Well, at least a lot. I talked to you the other day, but I haven't talked to you in a long time live on the air. What's going on with you?
Well, man, as you know, I have joined up with one of the hottest producers in the industry. We have a great reality show industry, and it's going to be airing this winter. We also have a great brand that is sponsoring us. Drummer is the face of that brand, and I am the only person that he sponsors, Moreno BHLV. Shout out to Moreno, Mr. Williams. And, you know, we just have a lot going on. The Drum Squad is an incredible organization, and Drummer has put a lot of effort into it. So I'm glad to be a part of it now. You know, One LLC in conjunction with Drum Squad, great things in the future, great things.
That's what's up. And I saw you last night at your Full Culture event. Shouts out to Lady Jade, everybody over there at Tinseltown Studios.
Yes.
I was at the event last night. And shouts out to Dread 1079, my homie DJ Standard in the building. He was DJ 730. A lot of people that I saw. It was a great event last night. But tell us about the liquor, the champagne that y'all get. It tasted good.
Well, you know, you can't call it champagne unless it's made in Champagne, France. So we call it a sparkling wine. But let me tell you, people order Moët Chandon because of the price and the name, but it tastes horribly. Moreno tastes so good, we drink it like a liquor. And everybody that tastes it falls in. What do you think, Blizzard? What did you? You had some.
I like it. And I'm not even a sparkling wine kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not.
Kind of, you know what I'm saying? Or some goddamn great, Ciroc. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm a hard drinker, but I actually drunk it, and I was like, yo, it tastes pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I can see I like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's why we love our product, because you have to be able to support and believe in something that you are pushing. And then this product is so easy to push because it's so good. And our packaging is the best. You know, we won the 2014 Clear Choice Award for Best Packaging. That's the leopard bottle. We also have the cheetah bottle. And, of course, Drummer has his signature bottles, the hat and the salute with his face on them.
Right. So how a lot of artists are getting into the liquor industry, obviously, because, you know, we love us some liquor, and we love to drink. It's like a no, like getting into the chicken wing industry. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
chicken wing.
That's what I did. Don't tell me.
Black and weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but how did y'all?
If I can have both of those, I'd go for it.
What'd you say now?
If I could have a chicken wing industry and a weed industry, I'd go for it.
Exactly. Why not? Especially if we your clientele. So I know you texted me and you told me earlier that you wanted me to play some Kibo music. I didn't have any Kibo music on deck. Free Kibo got it. You know what I'm saying? But I do got
free
some
Kibo got it, please.
Yeah, but I do got some T.O. Green on deck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get rid of that. I'm running that just for you, Kim. Just for you.
Thank you. Everything green. You know that.
Absolutely. Hey, but what's going on from the music side from One and LLC? What's popping over there with that?
Okay. Well, One and LLC, of course, represents Kibo Gotti, T.O. Green, the artist formerly known as Bama Southside Tonio, and Omo Kid, J. Kid. And, you know, I fell out of love with hip-hop. We've talked about this before. And, you know, so I represent and I forgot it was Sleeves. Sean, please forgive me. Sean J., formerly of Phil Mob. So, you know, I fell out of love with hip-hop, and I transitioned into the television industry. And I'm looking for something to make me fall back in love with hip-hop. I'm hoping that something comes along that makes me remember the art of the rhyme, the art of the MC, you know?
Exactly. Well, you know, It don't get me wrong. Everybody, and people always come up to me like I see people after a while, and when they don't know about K100, and when they don't know what I've been doing for the past 3 years, you know, building up K100 Radio's brand, the first thing out of their mouth is yo, we got some music, you know, most people still know me from my artist days and stuff.
That's right.
Doing that, but people ask me, and it's not I can kind of relate to you saying you fell out of love with hip hop, which I didn't fall out of love with hip hop, but definitely my passion and my drive for the creative side of it. And tour, doing all that kind of stuff and doing shows and dropping songs kind of fell to the wayside because it was just so much craziness and BS going along in it, you know? And so, you know, yeah. Jumping over into this really kept me into the game, though, and really it reignited my fire, you know what I'm saying? So I can definitely understand and relate when you say you fell out of love with hip-hop. But hopefully you ain't fell out of love with radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you don't want me to tell you the truth. Yeah. I was in love with 13 years old, And she's been raped, sodomized, bestiologized. I'm telling you, I got to find me a new bitch. Her name is Reality TV. So through Reality TV, we're going to use a platform to fuck the hell out of her. You know?
Guess what? I heard that hoe ain't shit either.
Don't let them lie to you, baby. That check is real good. And on top of that, it's not saturated yet. Everything that we become a part of becomes saturated. And we water it down. So I'm trying to get in and get busy before it becomes saturated and move on to other things like dramatic series. And we have a pilot that I'm working on. And the book I wrote is being adapted for a film. So things of that nature. But through that platform, I want to introduce the music of my artists. You know, you still have sync licensing, soundtracks, other ways of showcasing your music. And then hopefully it'll get back around to you guys in radio.
Right. But you don't think that reality TV is saturated yet? You don't think that?
I think not yet. Oh, no, by no means. There's over 3,000 channels. And as a matter of fact, Drummer Boy just got his own channel, thanks to Diddy, on VOTV, via Vault, Channel 111, the Drummer Boy Fresh channel. So, we have lots of options for programming coming up.
Well, we need K100 Radio Live over there.
Yeah,
We definitely do. Talking
Drummer.
All right. Calling in. I got this T.O. Green loaded up for you. I'm going to drop that T.O. Green before I drop that new T-Pain I really like. I'm going to drop this T.O. Green. You know what I'm saying?
Please, everybody, I love you. You love you like a brother from another mother for many, many years. And this is, you're probably listening to one of the best artists in the Atlanta area. And, quiet as kept. Listen, had that heat, that fire. So I just want y'all to know.
I did. But I'm not done. And like you said, sync licensing, baby. That's what it's all about. We still in here working.
Right.
We just say put that shit on that piff. Never going to happen. All right, shouts out to Kim. Shouts out to LLC, Drummer Boy. Go get some of that champagne sparkling wine when you see it. This is the homie T.O. Green, representing that South Side. The homie, and T.O. Green was one of the most slept on artists, I could say, man. T.O. always made dope fucking music. You know what I'm saying? T.O. always made dope fucking records. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to T.O. Green. Shouts out to Kim, one of LLC. This is K100 Radio. I'm getting ready to leave you guys. Thanks, brother, for tuning in. All right, we got the homie DJ Will Money coming up next. DJ Will Money representing that Midwest, man. Cincinnati, the Dirty Net. Will Money, what's up, homie? What's happening? He coming up. All right. Shout out to everybody who hung around and chopped up with me for the Blue Note interview. Shout out to Kim for calling in and everything, man. You heard it here first. Remember, this is K100 Radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio. Follow us on Instagram at K100_Radio. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Hit us up on Facebook, like the page, facebook.com/K100 Radio. You know what it is, man. T.O. Green, Tool Out, K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Well, I got my gun, trust something, you gon' die from it. You be the one, help Down the fire.